It is an important day in Iraq that most Americans will probably pay little or no attention to, even though 4,486 Americans died in Iraq between 2003 and 2012 to get the country to this moment. Today, Iraqis voted in the country's first national election since the withdrawal of U.S. forces in 2011. Luqman Feili, Iraq's ambassador to the United States, joins us. Ambassador, welcome.
Hi, John.
So last time we spoke, you were going to run the Boston Marathon. Did you finish? Do you have a time?
I did. I'm alive. I have time, but I would like not to share it since it wasn't my best time.
Well, in any case, you finished. And you said you were running in solidarity with the people of Boston a year after the bombing. And I thought that was very admirable. And I think for Americans thinking about Iraq, and perhaps more should be, I think it's easy for Americans to be in solidarity with the Iraqi people, but it's hard for Americans to be in solidarity with the leader of Iraq right now, Nouri al-Maliki, going for a third term, who seems to have divided the nation and is presiding over an increase in sectarian violence that we haven't seen since 2007.
What we have a new day in Iraq. Democracy is in action. People are being given the chance to elect their representation. We have a new chapter in Iraq. We are evolving in this democratic process, and we have our own challenges.
But does evolving in the democratic process mean the people of Iraq have to endure 27 dead from 6 suicide bombings on Monday, an escalation of sectarian violence, 1,000 dying in one bombing within the last year?
The challenge is in relation to rule of law versus terrorism. The formation of the government is a necessary step for our regeneration of our political processes. Surely you agree with me that people have should have the right and the ability to select their governments, and this is what we're practicing.
Although it must be difficult as an ambassador for the government of Nouri al-Maliki to deal with some of the rhetoric that comes from him regarding the Sunnis. I mean, when he calls all Sunnis terrorists and the Shiite militias, he seems to favor openly in his orientation on security, it must make it difficult for you to make this argument that the government is even-handed.
I'm not aware he has called the Sunnis terrorist. What I'm aware of is that he and the majority of the people stood with each other back in 2008 and 2007 when they stood against sectarianism in Basra city, which was primarily a Shia city, in Sadr city, which was a Shia city, in which the prime minister was leading that charge. So in a way, we're trying to build a new society based on harmony, based on political agreements. We have challenges. Nobody is denying that. These challenges, some of them are legacy, some of them are new, some of them are to do with the geopolitics of the region changing. For example, the Syrian situation. These type of challenges are not small, but we need to work with each other.
Except Americans, I think, probably have a right to expect that the trend line is going in the upward direction rather than the other way around. I'm sure you've seen or at least heard about the Dexter Filkins piece in The New Yorker describing the situation and the al-Maliki government. There's a quote in there which says that if Nouri al-Maliki wins another term, he's going for his third term, he'll be president for life. Do you agree with that?
The political process in Iraq makes it doable for challenging the sitting prime minister or ministers and so on. So we have checks and balances there. Also, parliament will elect the prime minister. People don't elect the prime minister. Parliament will do that, and they are not from the same walk of life. They're from different diversified backgrounds, ethnic religions, and so on. So I think it's a bit too early now to talk about the prime minister. Let's have the election today. Let us have some joy as the democratic process is being renewed, and let us stand with each other. We have major challenges in security. The United States can play a significant role in supporting its own national security as much as Iraqi national security. We all don't want to have create a safe haven for al-Qaeda and their affiliates in between the borders of Syria and Iraq. So I think we need to focus on the challenges rather than just try to personalize the issues.
Well, I'm all for a joy over democracy, but if you read closely the piece in The New Yorker, Nouri al-Maliki was not so much a product of democracy, but was in fact handpicked by an Iranian-based Shiite militia activist, Qasem Soleimani, who selected him and who basically calls the shots in Iraq. Do you believe that Iran has turned Iraq, and this is another quote from The New Yorker, into a client state?
Certainly not. Iraq has a good relationship with all its neighbors. The Iranians have a large border share with us, very similar to the Canadian and the Mexican to the United States. So that's what we have. And the prime minister was there prior to the 2010. And even in 2010 elections, he had over 89 members of parliament. So he was somewhat elected by the people, I would say.
Ambassador Faley, before we go, you have family back in Iraq, of course, yes?
I do, yes, of course.
Who are you most worried about in this current climate of violence?
I'm worried about all the Iraqis, to be honest. I'm worried about all the new generations. We need to move away from the current culture of terrorism and violence. We need to have more normal life in relation to across the whole country. Majority of the country now in the north and south and so on have peaceful lives, but they need to have development. United States can help us in our development. It also should help us in our security. So I would say that I'm not worried about a specific person. I'm more worried and keen for the peaceful development of my nation.
Well, let's hope this democratic step gets you closer to that vision. Ambassador Luqman Faley, thanks so much.
Thank you, John. Much obliged.
Luqman Faley is the Iraqi ambassador to the United States.